Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Building Community, Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. We have very esteemed guests joining us today, and in a moment, they will each introduce themselves to you. But today's program is focused on the Children's Center here at the Chicago Lighthouse and all of the entities that are involved with that. And we would like first our call-in guest to introduce herself, the Honorable Megan E. Goldish, co-chair of the Junior Board of the Chicago Lighthouse. Welcome to the program, Megan.
Hi, everyone.
And next is Lee Berkland, the principal of the Children's Theater here at the Chicago Lighthouse.
Hello, everyone.
And myself, I'm Marshall Matthews, board member of the FACT organization, vice president, and co-host of the program.
And thank you all for joining us today. Kindly tell us a little bit about your background, Megan.
I became involved in the Lighthouse through the Junior Board approximately, I think, almost a decade ago. And we've seen our group grow vastly. We started out with about 10 members, and now we're at about 60, and I would say 40 super active of those 60.
Wonderful.
We have roughly monthly meetings, and at that meeting sometimes we'll have speakers come and educate us about the various programs in the Lighthouse. All of us have taken the tour of the Lighthouse, and all of our fundraising efforts are geared towards the programs for the children who use the services at the Lighthouse, the Birth to Three program and some of the other programs that I know are in the preschool and some of the other children's programs as well. We do two huge events, one in the fall and one that's coming up in a week or so.
Okay. And Lee, kindly tell us about your background as well.
Sure. I came to the Lighthouse not quite 2 years ago now, and am pretty excited to be here. I'm the principal of the children's program, so I get to work with all of those great programs that Megan just mentioned. The preschool is absolutely a favorite. We have a blended preschool where we have typical children and children with challenges together. Most of our children with challenges have vision disabilities, and so Who better than the Lighthouse to have a preschool like that? And then we have also the Children's Development Center, which is a center, it's full schooling for children who have multiple disabilities. So we work with their school districts, and they tuition the students to us. And what we do with them is whatever we can do with them. Mostly try to propel their education forward, try to propel their thinking, give them a good ability once they graduate to have a quality of life, and really look for gains and growth always. And then that Birth to Three program that Megan mentioned is obviously one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I love to hop in a car with one of our educators and go out and see the babies. There's nothing better than seeing, you know, some successes that are hard won, but well received. And so that's a joy.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Matthews, give us a little bit about your background as well.
Well, I've been with the FACT organization since the beginning, mm-hmm. and well as our television arm, as well as our radio arm. And I've had to take a slight sabbatical for the last 6 months, but I'm back on board again, and mm-hmm. I'm just happy to be here and to expand on these programs, which are so valuable to the city of Chicago, that we need to get more of these things out there, that people know the successes that are going on, instead of always talking about how people are differently abled. Let's tell people how we can have success stories and start them young, because our youth are our future.
All right. Well, Megan, you mentioned that we have a very exciting fundraising program coming up in just a couple weeks. Can you give us the details?
Sure. This is our Sweets for Sight event. So if you love sugar and you love raising money for a fantastic cause, this is all for you. So really, the more the merrier. There's usually too much food, if you can believe that. But this year we're doing it at a new venue that's not far from the Lighthouse. It's at 1301 South Halsted. It's called La Taberna, T-A-B-E-R-N-A, which is on Halsted, about a block and a half south of Roosevelt. It's a beautiful restaurant. They mostly serve tapas, and we're going to be bringing in sweets and desserts, cupcakes and candy, and chocolate-covered Oreos with the Lighthouse logo on them.
Oh, wow.
There's been a number of bakeries, some local, some not, that have donated. These are professionally baked goods. Mm-hmm. And for example, we're using a peanut brittle company from I think they're in Atlanta. They're someplace south. And they ended up hearing about the programs. They brought up the blended preschool that Lee just spoke of, which I know is fairly rare, and they ended up adding on extra bags. They think this is such a great place, and they mm-hmm. donated last year, and they donate this year. So it'll be sweets. There'll be some special drinks that are geared just for the Lighthouse, and I think we're close to being full in capacity. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, get them. It's February 2nd, Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd. So the first Thursday in February, from 6 in the evening until 9 at night. And again, that's at La Taberna. There are tickets available online. The individual tickets are $50, and if you buy a group of 10, I think it comes out to about $40 each. Their tickets at the door will be about $60, but again, there's no guarantee of availability because I know that we're looking at close to almost 200 people already buying tickets.
Wow.
So it's phenomenal. There'll be auction items. There are gift cards from Second City, from Gibson's, for some concerts that are coming up. So I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get too many people competing with me for the things I want, but, you know, but this is great. It's really our big event. We're very enthusiastic about it, mm-hmm. super excited. We've been very successful in raising funds, and this is usually our bigger event, and this allows us to raise more money for the children's programs. And again, this is basically geared towards the Birth to Three program that Lee was just talking about, but again, some of it goes to the preschool as well.
All right. Well, you know, you mentioned all of the wonderful things that will be happening there, but I also see there's going to be a wine grab. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah,
I've never heard of that one.
All of the And I, you know, this is, you know, we did it kind of as a lark one year, and it was super successful. We've been doing it for the last few years. So as a board member, you're responsible for various donations, let's say getting some professionally baked goods or a bottle of wine. And so each of these bottles of wine are at a minimum $15 each for cost worth. It's been my experience that most of these are in a minimum in the $20s, $25 or so bottles, very fancy bottles of wine. Mm-hmm. We're a very fancy group, as you can tell. No. But for $10, you go and you get a token, and whatever token matches the bottles of wine, so you're guaranteed a bottle of wine that's going to be about twice what you've paid to be in the wine grab.
Oh,
and that usually
nice.
Goes right away, and we have a place where you can keep the wine if you get it. But some of them are very funny bottles of wine, like the names on there. One of them is Late Bloomer Wine. The guy who originally made it was apparently very unattractive as a child, and his seventh grade picture is on the logo. So, I mean, just to kind of show you, but there's one that's... Keep drinking this wine till he's not so ugly wine. Some of the titles are funnier than I don't know how the wines taste. But that's been a successful fundraiser, and you'll see people walking around with raffle tickets. I know we have some bigger items, as I mentioned, some of the concert events. We have two tickets for the Neil Diamond concert that's coming over Memorial Day weekend, the 50th anniversary tour. And there's a signed jersey from Andrew Shaw from the Chicago Blackhawks, and some other big ticket items. So
great.
Really, there's going to be a lot going on, and it's a really fun crowd. I would all ages usually come to this.
Okay. And let's give the venue again.
So the venue is called La Taberna, LATABERNA. And this is, again, from 6 to 9 on Thursday, February 2nd. The address of La Taberna is 1301 South Halsted. So this is in the UIC neighborhood on Halsted, about a block and a half south of Roosevelt. There's plenty of street parking, and right behind the restaurant, there's a big parking garage. I think it's $2 for the whole night to park there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this is so exciting. We're hoping everyone come out with all these sweets. What better way to kick off Valentine's Day month?
Right. Maybe you'll meet your Valentine there.
Right.
And maybe you could bid on the Neil Diamond tickets and take that Valentine.
Okay. Well, Megan, tell me, what was your attraction to the Chicago Lighthouse? How did you get involved as a volunteer with this wonderful organization?
I had actually read on Chris Radio with a few people over in the Second City, from the Second City group that I was involved in. And when I was there, someone asked me, do I want to take a tour? And the girl who was walking me around was roughly my age, and she had told me that she had a job, she had a car, she has now she has a family and kids, but she told me at the beginning when she was born, they told her that she wasn't going to be able to see by the time, you know, they told her parents by the time she's one, she's not going to be able to see, and to start planning accordingly. And she ended up using some of the services at the Lighthouse, the Birth to Three program, and some of the other job training programs, and she still has some of her vision, but like I said, she has enough of her vision that she's able to see. She has a special apparatus to help her at work, and like I said, she's got a husband and kids, and really has a very full life. And she attributes her successes all to how things started out for her at the Lighthouse, which is why I was particularly drawn to the children's programs, because I realized how important early training or early intervention even can be for the kids. And that just really stuck with me, and I wanted to get involved. Mm-hmm. And so there were a small group of us who really kind of became super dedicated, and we had the Sweets for Sight was our an event. There was maybe originally 40 or 50 attendees, and then it kept growing and growing, and this is the third space we've been at. The fourth space, because we keep outgrowing.
That's a good thing.
Always a good problem.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have, and the best problem is, what am I going to do with all this extra peanut brittle? I guess I'm going to have to take it home and eat it, because you have to be charitable, right?
Right.
Well, now you can get charity. We're here.
Remember us at Chris Radio.
All you'll hear is crunching while people are reading.
Right.
But they're eating peanut brittle, so it's okay. But yeah, for me, it just kind of, it really spoke to me. And I'd always wondered if people listened to the radio, and I was reading the sports with somebody who was from Canada, and she was mispronouncing every athlete's name, and the phone was ringing off the hook, and they were complaining about the pronunciation. So that's why I know you have a vast audience who listens in and is enthusiastic about what's being said. So, but yeah, I love the Lighthouse. Like I said, I've been probably about a decade super involved in the programs, and I think it's amazing the work that is done there, and the people who work there really, really believe in everybody else who uses the services. So
now, Lee, understanding how successful the fundraising is going, how does that directly affect some of the things that you're able to do when the fundraising is that successful?
Well, you know, educating children is such a costly prospect these days. There are materials that are needed, there are techniques that are needed, there are people that are needed, and those things don't, grow on trees, unfortunately. But so the funds have really, really helped us create what we think is an absolutely premier program for each of those groups. The preschool is a beautiful, wonderful space, and the people in it are beautiful and wonderful to the children, and the children are growing and thriving. The Birth to Three program, oh my heavens, the successes that you see there, and the comments that you hear later on from people who have stopped back for events and things is just very rewarding.
Lee, of course, can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
So this is Megan again. We have a few parents on our board whose children have used the Birth to Three program and completely echo everything you just said.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know that you, you're understaffed because very few people are properly trained in techniques and in services. So I'm really glad to hear you say that.
Right. We could always use a few more staff. These are educators who are full educators for Teacher of the Visually Impaired as their certificate, but then they have to go on and do coursework following that to become qualified to go into the homes and work with the parents. You know, not everybody's equipped to walk into a home and be on the other person's turf and try and help them be the best parent they could be. And I think all of our people are really so well equipped to do that. I have heard them be tough mamas to mamas. I have heard them be gentle souls. It's all good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, on the preschool level, one of the things that I've marveled about when I first heard about the program is that it's a mixture of both of kids who need extra assistance and those who do not. And how does that mix really work? I think that's a fantastic idea.
Well, this year we're really seeing how it works, because this year we were really trying to be brave. You know, part of the Preschool for All edict is that we are to take the children who need our help the most. Mm-hmm. So we had never had totally blind children in our program before. We had visually impaired children, and you know, if you can picture a room that has about 9 centers in it, and children moving everywhere at all times, and things that move because there are children playing with them, and then try to, you know, picture a child who has no sight in the midst of that and succeeding. And man, we have found out how those other children mix, because, you know, children who were toughies or who were not the kind who would typically help or who were selfish have now figured out that it really gives them great joy to be the person who walks the non-sighted child from one end of the room to the other, to go to the clothing center or to the house center or to the math center or to the toy center. You know, it really is just such a great thing to see the kinder, gentler side of some of the other children come out. And then the children who are non-sighted are having such great friend opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of programs do a very good job of putting children who are alike all in a classroom and encouraging their growth. And, you know, there's a great place for that. There, I do not mean to say anything negative about that. But the opportunities these children are getting to be a little bit in that world and a great deal in the world that is the world of our society that has every mix of people and type and, you know, race, color, creed, it matters not. And they are learning to work together, learn about each other. And it's just been a beautiful experience, I think, for those children, particularly those non-sighted children or the visually impaired children, because they may not have had the opportunity for these friendships.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chicagoland, it's so very important that these random acts of kindness that you see by our youth that she's just talking about, they extend into our adulthood also. The FACT organization is about volunteerism. We promote volunteerism across the board, and the fact of random acts of kindness is acts of volunteerism. When you randomly give of yourself, your time, your heart, when you see a kid escort another kid across a room, that is a random act of kindness that we need to expand upon in our community. And that's what the FACT organization promotes. We promote more volunteerism, more random acts of kindness, so our community grows together. We build a stronger community, we build a stronger city, we build a stronger nation. Crime rates go down because now we begin to understand each other. Everything is tied together, and that's what we're about at the FACT organization. And we thank both Megan and Lee for their efforts to bring people together. Mm-hmm. What age? In your birth to three program, the preschool program, or whether or not you're a judge bringing together all those who have resources to help those who are actually doing the work. That's what we do, Chicago, when we work together.
And everyone, we want to thank both Megan and Lee for the beautiful work that they provide for the children here at the Chicago Lighthouse. But as Marshall said, it's setting a kind of a moral standard for these children as they grow up, and that's going to affect who's going to truly lead our country in the future, which is so very, very important. Lee, take a moment and describe the physical place of the Children's Center, because just recently you've added on a solarium and you've updated the play lot for the children. Describe that for us.
Sure. The preschool area is almost, I believe it has about five angles in it. It is a very different space. But then tacked on to the end of that, a very beautiful donation by a particular couple was made, and then by others added to. And what was created was this solarium, which, you know, has glass all around so you can see out into the world. I think nature is an important part of any preschool experience, and so they can look out the window, see the birds, they can, you know, see things going on around them. But then the space also has play equipment in it, and the flooring is heated for winter, so they have year-round play. The flooring is also covered with a fall grade that would let them fall from about 6 feet within that area and not hurt themselves. And, you know, that's always good. If you can send the child home in one piece, it's always a good move. So anyway, the area is used daily. It's used not just for play. It's used for other things, too. They do dramatic arts out there. Last year, one of the most favorite activities was enacting Jack Be Nimble, and the kids always wanted to chase the others around, and, you know, Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick, jump over that candlestick. And so, you know, they had different children in art areas in the room in their art center making pretend candlesticks. Obviously, we didn't have any real burning ones. And they all participated in this, and it just became a great thing. And now they all know something that will prepare them for kindergarten, for life. It's important to have those hallmark literacy events that things like practicing Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick give them. So the space is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. We've also added smart or interactive whiteboards in all of our classrooms this year, and that's been really, really wonderful. It lets the children look things up as we do in our real world. So if they ask a question during circle time that other children don't know the answer to, or that you know they want to investigate, or when they're planning their studies, they do studies that usually last about a month to 6 weeks. When they're doing their studies, they can look up things that they want to find out for their studies. So it's really been helpful as a learning tool. And they also use the you know music and the videos you can get on there for different activities and for just you know gentle calming time as they nap in the afternoon. So it's you know it's a beautiful, beautiful space.
Well, again, Megan, I know you're still there, and one of the things I want to ask you is that as we begin to bring the program to a close is now that you're hearing what Lee is saying, the stress of the importance of the fundraising that you're doing.
I didn't realize until we actually had Marla from the Birth to Three program come and speak to us, and until I had spoken to some of the mothers on our board whose children had used the services, just how necessary the services were and how so few people were trained. And the new area that she was just speaking about is beautiful, that Lee was just talking about is beautiful. But I didn't realize that there's not a lot of spaces that are geared towards kids this age or children this age. There are not a lot of services that I didn't realize how much even the toys cost, because the kids don't get to keep the toys. And so they might be so successful on a toy one day and then it gets taken because they need it for another child in another home. I didn't realize that you have people driving all over the state, not even the county sometimes. You have I remember being told that one of the staff members had driven from Lockport up to Barrington, out to Skokie, and back down to the lighthouse all within one day. And so to me, this is an easy cause to get behind. I have to tell you, it's been, I'll call it an easy sell when I talk about this program and that we're having this event. The tickets have really sold themselves. People want to give money for this terrific program. I know how necessary it is. I know how successful it is. And I know we had mentioned they need more staff members. It is a unique set of talents and training that a staff member has to have. And any contribution that we can make is, it's fantastic. So I just hope that everyone comes out and supports it and realizes how important the programs are, and how rare it is to have a place right here in your own town that has these programs and that children can be privy to these programs.
Well, we again want to thank Megan E. Goldish, co-chair of the Junior Board of the Chicago Lighthouse, as well as Lee Berkland, principal of the Early Intervention Preschool and Children's Development Center here at the Chicago Lighthouse. We encourage you to please go to the website www.chicagolighthouse.org to find out more about all of the wonderful programs at the Lighthouse, as well as to get tickets to this upcoming event, which is Thursday, February 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. at La Taberna Tapas, 1301 South Halsted Street here in Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. Peace and blessings always. Bye now.